Guy Code with Rena Oswere.
Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Rena Oswere. Now, on this episode, guys, we're going to be talking about the Kenyan hookup culture. Getting right into it, you will realize that dating apps are now very popular platforms in the Kenyan social scene, whether the Tinder, Bumble, or even the raunchy Telegram groups that offer escort services. And for those living in the cities like the capital, Nairobi, we know how rampant it is. Even portrayed in the music like this song, Nairobi by Bensoul. Now, we're going to go over some of the effects of the Kenyan hookup culture. Number one, we now have unlimited options sexually. These days, a new partner is just a swipe or click away. These seemingly unlimited options make especially women delight in the attention they are getting. Guys, do you know there are many women who get on these apps just for the morale boost? Do you know that? That these ladies who have low self-esteem and they just want to know, how desirable am I? They could get on these apps, maybe just even for a short period of time, a day. I was watching a video on this subject, and in the US, there was this lady who just decided to get on Tinder for a day, 24 hours, just a little over 24 hours. And she was bragging how she got well over almost 1,000 matches. I don't even know how she got so many matches within that time, but 1,000 matches. So she just got on the dating app for a morale boost to understand, how desirable am I? If I post these pictures, how many people will just find me attractive from the get-go, from the onset? So it gives a good morale boost for these women. That's point number one, the unlimited options sexually. Number two, second effect is the open hypergamy. The hypergamous nature is intensified since each option is evaluated in a matter of seconds on average. So the men who seem to have most of the qualities that attract women get more responses. Right? And I covered this in a previous episode, how these dating apps give you just a matter of seconds to evaluate a person. From few pictures and a short bio, you know who this person is. You're supposed to determine whether you are attracted to them or not within that matter of seconds, and you move on. So if from the get-go, if from the first glance, many of these women do not find you very attractive, they could reject and swipe left. That's why on average, the men who are very successful and would say maybe have a great experience with these dating apps are the ones who maybe are the top 1%, even genetically, as far as looks, resources, charisma, wittiness. You have to be clearly on the top 5-1%, especially genetically as far as looks, because the first thing they see is the picture. If the picture is very attractive, however you made it attractive, whether it's your picture or not, they swipe right. That's the decision they make just from that first glance. So this brings about open hypergamy. How? When they say yes to you, they know definitely if another individual shows up and they are a match and that person is even more attractive than you are, they could give that person more attention as far as engaging them after the match. That's the truth, because there are some guys who definitely get matches, but the conversation doesn't pick up. Why? She's still swiping, she's still going through the options, the unlimited options. When she finds a man who definitely has better pictures, whether is displaying a better lifestyle, she will engage with them more than the rest. Why? Because of her own values that she brought when coming on the particular platform. So the men who seem to have the most of the qualities that attract women get more responses, whether it's looks, money, status, charisma. So you definitely don't know the kind of, they definitely don't know the exact kind of woman that will go through this particular profile that you may have. It could be a woman who likes charisma. It could be a woman who just likes looks. It could be a woman who likes certain kinds of, you know, certain features, facial features. You never know. Whatever they value, they will use that to determine a potential match or not. So the men who actually have more of these various qualities, high, quote-unquote, high-value qualities, they get more responses. The third thing that we should understand is an effect of the Kenyan hookup culture is that it increases promiscuity. Promiscuity, right? Sorry about that. It is much easier for even individuals who found it hard to engage socially in normal settings to find sexual partners. We all know you don't require game to pull an escort. So the hookup culture has made it much, much easier to find potential mates. For the men who don't have no game, what you call maybe the zeta males, the gamma males, right? The omegas who have no game, but maybe they have some resources. They're good at what they do professionally and they have some resources. They could lead with their money, lead with their wallet and get the sexual experience that they want, right? So a guy who has no game will get laid just as much as a person who has game. So it really brings about a situation where by promiscuity is on the rise, whereby these ladies who probably on average or would want a guy who has certain qualities as far as personality, if the lady decides to get, for some reason her values change and she decides to get greedy and she wants now all the men, she wants a man who would provide this kind of lifestyle as well as a man who would provide the thrill, she'll be dealing with different men at one time, right? Giving each of them what they want. And definitely as a man, you know, one of the primary things that a man would want from a lady he's interested in is sex. So it increases promiscuity, not just for women, as well as men. And definitely, guys, you know that on this platform, we do not encourage being loose, just sleeping with all the options that come your way. It's not a stoic thing to do, and we really encourage discipline and handling your business responsibly. Point number four, you need to understand that this is not a new phenomenon. The push for sexual liberation started in the 1960s when birth control and feminism came onto the scene. So the only major difference is that this generation is more outspoken than the previous ones. So this is a very good point that we need to understand, is that is this a very new phenomenon? No, not really. Nothing is very new under the sun. When birth control and feminism started in the 1960s and brought about women who were empowered, who now wanted to take charge of themselves career-wise and even sexually, of course, now they wanted to work and exercise that autonomy in every sphere of their life, which includes sexually. And we'll get to that on the next point. So you should understand that this is not a very new thing. It's just been intensified. So for the boomers who are saying, oh, your generation is too loose, your generation is, you know, too sexual, we're actually not. It's just that their generation, maybe, definitely they didn't have people to record it and put it on display, and they were not as outspoken about it. If you got to talk up to some of the very honest individuals who are there during the quote-unquote disco age, you would see that definitely there was some promiscuous culture even then, right? They just weren't very outspoken about it. So don't be so alarmed that this is something that has never happened, or this is the kind of thing that has never happened in history. It has happened. It's just that it's more profound in this day and age where we're more outspoken about it. And on this last point is you need to understand that it comes from a stereotypical idea of masculinity, where women want a say in their sexual behaviors just as men do. This is about power and body autonomy. Now, guys, just like I said in the fifth point, this comes from a stereotypical idea of masculinity where now women want to take charge of themselves, of their body, right, of their sexuality, just as they say that men have all through time, all through history. So since they have this, you know, this body autonomy, now you get experiences. That is why you get experiences like, definitely you have seen ladies who now initiate one stance. Now they also say, you know, ladies can also, you know, sleep with you and dump you, right? Hit and dash. Women also are initiating those kind of arrangements. Even friends with benefits, women are initiating those kind of arrangements. Why? They want to exercise their body autonomy, where they feel that beforehand in other generations, this was a very shunned upon. This was almost forbidden in societies. But now since they're living in this day and age, where they feel that they have this body autonomy, through even the products that are now on the market as far as birth control and all that, they can do whatever they want and quote-unquote live their best life. So the Kenyan hookup culture, you understand from this point, is not just led by men who just wants to sleep around. No, there are some ladies who also just want sexual experience with men and they want to leave it at that. So this is something that you really need to understand. So additionally, what do I see happening in the future? You should expect more women to ride the carousel. Few will want to marry early, and the quote-unquote whole phase will be glorified. So what I see this impacting the Kenyan society is that expect more women to want to ride the CC, what we call in the manosphere, the cock carousel. She wants to experience many men sexually, right? She wants to go through all her options, understand all her best options in her prime. So you will realize that very few, less and less women will want to get married in their early years, in their 21, 22, 23. And this is already happening right now. There are some who might say that they do it for career reasons, where, well, those are maybe far and few between, because there are very few careers that might need very intense, you know, intense investment early on. Maybe there's some who do some serious courses that do that. But in this context, we're talking about ladies who just want in their life, they want to live their best lives earlier on, 21, 22, 23, understand all their best options since they're getting the most attention at their age. At that age, they're blooming into the woman that they want to become. And that's not the time that many of them would want to settle down, right? They want to live their best life. And this is already happening and will just increase and be on the rise in the near future. So expect that to happen. Expect very few women to want to get married between 21, 22, 23, 24. In fact, even up to 27, 28. We're even hearing stories of ladies who are turning down proposals. Many of them in this Nairobi, Kenya, turn down proposals at this age group, 21 to 28. Why? For various reasons. Maybe they don't get the proposal from the man that they want it from, or they're just in a time and space in their lives where they want to explore more. That is the fact that as they are. Secondly, what I see happening in the near future is men could become slaves to their urges and give in to their carnal wants, making them shallow and not stoic. So this is for the men who don't understand sexual discipline and handling their sexual desires, right? When you understand that you can easily get an escort by joining whatever Telegram group or and have one bring themselves to your house, or you go to them in a agreed upon space, it will make men shallow, make men a slave to their urges. Because when it's too easy to get the sexual experience, they'll just be using it and not seeking deeper fulfillment. Because you must understand, guys, that if you're always engaging escorts, right, and you're not doing anything else with your life, you're just a slave to their urges. Every time you feel aroused or you feel the urge to want someone, you just pick up the phone and call one, it will lead through a very dangerous path where when you are a slave to your carnal desires, when you're a slave, you have nothing else going on for your life. Maybe it's just substance abuse and women. You're going down a wrong path. And there are some men who will unfortunately fall down this path. That is why we're sharing this information earlier on and hoping that it will save a man, as Amarix likes to put it. So what's the solution I give for you guys right now as we understand this Kenyan hookup culture, the scene, what is happening, what are the effects right now, what could be the effects in the near future, what is the solution? I say the solution is definitely you should spin more plates, as we have covered in a previous episode, and you should also be sexually responsible. You shouldn't just engage all your plates, all the options you have sexually. You should not be a slave to your carnal desires, to your fleshly desires. There should be some depth in you, something that makes you fulfilled, because life is way more than just sexual experiences, guys. So this is just what I wanted to share as far as the Kenyan hookup culture. I hope I have shared some information that you will find valuable. I still value a lot of your feedback and my Twitter DMs at GuyCodeKenya. I really value your feedback. Keep the messages coming. Keep the comments coming. And until next time, we shall talk soon. Bye.
GuyCode with Renan Oswere.